From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara released a statement on Sunday. It said recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say for how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we've suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. President Trump made it clear on Sunday that in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Trump's immigration policy wish list also includes limiting family-based green cards to spouses and the minor children of U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, and creating a points-based system. But Democrats vehemently oppose many of the demands on his list. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee cap. Merkel and the head of the Christian Social Union plan to spell out details of the deal on Monday. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany would be capped at about 200,000. A Russian lawmaker who just returned from North Korea says officials there are preparing to test a long-range missile. VOA's Melissa Melton is following the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as two other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Over the weekend, the North Korean leader and dictator Kim Jong-un called his country's nuclear weapons program a treasured sword to protect it against aggression. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market Sunday. Reports say at least six people are dead. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll at 11. Marat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Residents of Catalonia, opposed to the regional government's effort to secede from Spain, rallied in Barcelona Sunday. Police say 350,000 demonstrators attended. Organizers say more than 900,000 people were there. And the American President Mike Pence, the American Vice President Mike Pence, that is, walked out of an American football game in his home state of Indiana Sunday after some of the players knelt during the playing of the national anthem. Colts players stood arm in arm at their home game in Indianapolis, but more than 20 of the San Francisco 49ers knelt during the song, as they have for weeks. In a tweet, Pence said, "I left the game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." You can find more at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.